Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Invincible Power by John Henry Remmers, published in 1922. Your life must be organized. The very planets in the heavens demonstrate this law, and thereby prove that the universe could not be sustained if it were not for the potent principle of order. In the divine plan, there is no confusion. All things move deliberately for the purpose of growth. Likewise, it must be in your everyday life, if you desire to live on and develop. It is your choice to govern yourself in an orderly way, according to the laws of progress, or in an indifferent manner, which leads you ever deeper and deeper into a maze of doubt and confusion. To reap the full benefits of conscience, truth, faith, and love, it is wise to follow the law of order. You will agree that no business or organization can go forward contrary to this law. The decay from within weakens the structure, and a collapse is inevitable. Just so it is with the individual person. Therefore, begin at once to set your life in order. It is tremendously beneficial to live according to this principle. For by so living, your vital energies are efficiently stored, released at the proper time, and function with the most effective force. For example, some people do more and better work in 5 hours than others do in 10, and in an identical field. Why? Because inefficient workers do not understand the law of order. They do not concentrate. When at work, they are daydreaming of what they will do when at play. And when at play, they worry over what they have failed to accomplish while at work. In this manner, they spoil the keen joy and good results they would otherwise obtain from both. On the other hand, those who understand the law of order allow nothing to interfere with that which is at hand. When they work with all sincerity, and when at play, their laughter is joyful and infectious, for it is like that of a child who knows no care. Work and play are two mighty conflicting elements. Therefore, do not allow them to overlap, for it weakens both, taking away the joy and good that each should bring. Some may say, "My work is pleasure and play for me." Indeed, it should be a pleasure. But if it is also play, then wake up. You are not doing much worthwhile. Work and play are separate and distinct, but one depends upon the other, and each should have its time and place in a life where growth and happiness is the aim. If you are dissatisfied with your present occupation and feel that you will never learn to like it, then seek some field of endeavor which strongly appeals to you. Having found it, put your whole self into each day's work, eliminating all other thoughts which might weaken the effectiveness of your efforts. But when the day's work is done, completely forget it. Close the gates of that reservoir and give it a chance to reaccumulate energy. Then seek play. be like a childhood student who flings their books in a corner, takes up a ball or kite, and with a song on their lips, finds a wonderful joy in just being alive. The simplest things teach the greatest lessons, and the law of order is basically this. Divide your life into two parts, work and play, and at no time allow the intersection of the two. When you work, work. When you play, play. By this method, you also will retain your youth. For in this way, you do not lose interest in work, nor in play. To remain youthful, it is vital to retain a keen interest in life. And an interesting life is made up of the right amount of both work and play. Of course, we cannot travel this earth forever, but in this manner we invariably retain health and live longer, which is the keenest desire of mine next to success and happiness. It is indeed an inspiration to know a youthful person of 70 years or more. Some are amused at this type, but for myself, I am delighted and comforted in their presence, knowing that I too can be like them, retaining the spirit of youth in spite of the years that creep slowly but surely upon me. Such a person will tell you that their life has been divided into two parts, honest work and the youthful joy of clean play. Success is not a question of how much knowledge you can cram into your head, neither does it depend upon a college education nor a university training. Many of the most successful people have had little or no training of this kind. Success is more the result of a right conception of life and those laws which govern progress. We must discover ourselves and realize that by obeying constructive principles, we place ourselves squarely in the path of self-development. And as order is one of these constructive principles, it is well that you determine to follow its law and at once begin to organize your life. Begin tonight with your plan of organization. Promptly at 10 o'clock, retire. Once in bed, lie squarely upon your back and consciously relax. Then say to yourself with all sincerity, I am happy, for at last I have discovered myself. Through conscience, I hear the voice divine. Through truth, I am free. Through faith, I am strong. Through love, I can close my eyes and sleep like a child at peace with the world. From spring until fall, arise promptly at 5 o'clock and let these few words be your mighty prayer. Dear God, let this day pass without a blemish to mar the beauty of my soul. I am filled with gratitude for all my blessings. Now, look out upon the sky and earth and breathe deeply. Should there be a bird nearby, listen attentively for a while to its song. Then go through a brief series of exercises. After exercising, prepare your own breakfast if possible. Having earned it by your exercise, you will enjoy it. Then comes the precious hour of meditation. The early morning hour has mighty power. At this time, the mind is rested, clear and receptive, and with its restored energy, quickly solves the most difficult problems. This is the hour in which to make your decisions. It is also an exceptional time for reading. Read the masters and biographies of people whose lives were a blessing to humankind. Browse a few inspirational quotes. As other people come into the new day in your life, greet them with a cheery good morning and smile in a way that will make them like you. And then as you take up your daily task, enter into the work wholeheartedly. Do not be provoked if anyone disturbs you. Be courteous, but at the same time allow the person to feel that you are busy. This invariably produces the desired effect, and the disturber, without being offended, leaves you to proceed with your work. Be patient with them, for you yourself may have in the past disturbed someone in a like manner. When the day's work is done, close your desk, lay away your tools, or whatever your occupation may be, and completely forget it. Those faculties taxed throughout the workday must have rest. When the day's work is done, let it be done. Do not dissipate those energies which should be restored for the work of the following day. This is essential for your progress, health, and happiness. Realize it. Believe it. Do it. There are many ways to find restful and rejuvenating pleasure after work hours. A good book, the companionship of a genuine friend, a chat with your neighbor, some play at sport, a walk through the fields or woods, a flower, the beauties of a sunset. And when the darkest clouds are rolling overhead, learn to admire this mighty element drifting between earth and sky, for it is nothing more than a part of the wondrous whole, the joy of being alive.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.